Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WWJ Conversations at the Mackinac Policy Conference, sponsored by Delta Dental.
There were protesters outside the Grand Hotel at the Mackinac Policy Conference. It was about the Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. The governor's been in talks with the line's owner, Enbridge, to build a tunnel for the line. But the attorney general may go to court about that pipeline. And for more on that, we're joined live now by Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Hi, thanks for joining us on WWJ.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, okay. And so talk about the pipeline and the possible legal action.
Well, you know, I talked about this extensively during the course of my campaign for Michigan Attorney General, and quite honestly, it was one of the main reasons I decided to run. The more I learned about Line 5 and the imminent danger that it posed to all of us here in Michigan, knowing the terrible condition of the pipeline and the fact that it appeared to me as though at any time we were in danger of what honestly could very well be the worst oil spill in American history happening right here in our state, I felt as though it was incredibly important that somebody do something about it. And I was very frustrated by the fact that neither Governor Snyder or Attorney General Bill Schuette seemed to be very interested in doing anything to actually shut down the pipeline. So I made it a mantle of my campaign that I would. Well, I'm in office now. And the more I learn about Line 5, the more disturbed that I am. It's actually even a worse situation than I thought it was. So, you know, obviously during the lame duck period, the legislature and the governor tried to do what they could to tie my hands on this, to tie the hands of Governor Whitmer in terms of our ability to make a decision. They rushed that legislation through. It was done improperly. It was done haphazardly. And that particular piece of legislation was unconstitutional. And I feel very confident that my opinion on that will hold up in any court of law. But that being the case, Line 5 continues to run. So the governor wanted an opportunity to negotiate with Enbridge to see if there was a faster, more expeditious way to shut down the pipeline than prolonged, protracted litigation. If they are successful in that, then that's great. But if not, I am prepared to move forward in my capacity as Michigan Attorney General. I'm the top law enforcement official in the state, and I have the legal authority to file suit to shut down the pipeline, and I intend to do that.
You want to shut down in June, correct? In June, you'd like
well,
it to be shut down.
When you say I want to shut down, I intend to take legal action in the event that we don't have some sort of alternative set of circumstances where we know that Enbridge is, you know, voluntarily going to shut it down.
Okay, so the what the governor had put in place in December, I think, very end of his term, was to build a tunnel, to put these utilities in a tunnel underneath the Straits of Mackinac with the idea of protecting the waterways. But you are calling that unconstitutional. What is unconstitutional about that, about a tunnel?
Well, it's not that the idea of a tunnel is unconstitutional. It's that that specific piece of legislation, the way that it was drafted, was unconstitutional. I have a very long opinion. It violated the Title Object Clause. There are a number of different elements that are required via the Constitution that they did not fulfill. If they want to draft a new piece of legislation, it's very possible they could draft something that involved a tunnel that was not done so poorly and is better written and comports with the law. But the biggest problem, I think, when you look at it from my perspective of my concern about the threat to our Great Lakes, is that that would have taken, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And in the meantime, every single day that that pipeline continues to operate is a day that we're risking the biggest oil spill in the history of our nation. And I am very concerned about it, and personally, I'm not willing to wait 7, 8, 9, 10 years for that to happen, and I don't think any of us can afford to wait. And I think what people should understand is this will not only will it poison the drinking water for hundreds of thousands of people in our state, it will ruin tourism and recreation, which there are tens of thousands of jobs, millions and millions of dollars that pump into our state, and I believe that our economy will never, ever repair itself in my lifetime in the event that happens. And I don't think people understand the risk that we here in Michigan are taking on behalf of a Canadian oil company, and 95% of what everything that goes through that line services Canadian citizens. It doesn't even go to us in Michigan. So why are we absorbing all the risk so that, you know, a Canadian oil company can reap enormous profits? It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not okay with it. And if there's not a deal struck in the month of June, I will take action, and I will do everything I can to shut that pipeline down.
We're talking live to Dana Nessel, the Michigan Attorney General. I know we're running out of time here, but do you think Roe versus Wade will be overturned?
I am concerned that there is a good and distinct possibility that that will occur. Obviously, during his campaign, President Trump indicated that the litmus test for him in terms of anybody that he appointed to the United States Supreme Court would have to be of the mindset that Roe v. Wade should be overturned. Well, he now has two appointments on that court, and I think they have a majority. If they want to overturn Roe v. Wade, they definitely have the numbers to do so, and I think it's a legitimate concern, and that's why you're seeing states all around the nation move forward with incredibly restrictive laws that, for all intents and purposes, ban abortion, because they're hoping that it gets to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, once and for all, overrules Roe v. Wade. So it is a legitimate concern to me.
Attorney General Dana Nessel, thank you very much for your time and stop by the WWJ booth here on Mackinac Island. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in.